Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Demai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hamakabel Sodem Yisrael. Literally, he received a Sodem Yisrael. I am an Oris. I go over to a Yisrael who owns a field and I say, Reb Yisrael, you're not working on your field, but you own a field. I know how to plant a field. I don't have a field. Let's make a deal. I'm going to be an Oris that's called a sharecropper. I'll work on your field, and you'll get a half, or a third, or a quarter, whatever they make up. And the owner of the field says, fine, okay. It makes no difference whether he's serving as an Oris from a field that belongs to a Yisrael, whether he's serving as an Oris from a field that belongs to the Yavid Kechavim. He made this arrangement with the Yavid Kechavim. I work on your field, you'll get a percentage, or from a field that's owned by a Kuti. The Mishnah is now telling us a Chiddush, Yechalik Lefneim. You can divide it in front of them. Here it is. I'm giving you your share. And you can do so without first separating Truma and Meiser from it. What? We saw strict Chazal are about this. You can't sell Tevel. You can't give it away as a gift. You have to first separate Truma and Meiser. Suddenly, such a huge amount. It could be a half of the field. We divide it like this. Owner, you take your chilek without me taking off Truma Simaisris. Why? And the answer is, Chazal made a special leniency over here to encourage people to work on the fields Meshem Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Chazal did not want the fields of Eretz Yisrael to remain desolate, to remain empty. Chazal wanted them cultivated. They should produce peiros. And Memela, we want to make it easier for the Aris. He can give away his chilek as tevel. He does not have to first take off Truma Simaisris and then give away the percentage. However, Zok the Mishnah weiter, HaChoicher Sodem Yisrael. Choicher is not an Aris. Choicher is someone who rents the field. Now here it's only from a Yisrael. This halacha we're going to learn. In the next Mishnah, we'll see what the din is from an Eved Kechavim. What's the difference between an Aris and a Choicher? An Aris says, I'll work on your field, you'll get a third, you'll get a half, you'll get a quarter. A choicher says, I'll work on your field and you get a certain amount. We make up a predetermined amount. Let's say I'm giving you 20 bushels. Doesn't make a difference how much my field produces. Maybe it'll produce 1,000 bushels. Maybe it'll produce just 20 bushels. It doesn't make a difference. You're getting your 20. I owe it to you. Like you pay rent. You're not a partner with me. I'm paying rent. Ha choicher sodem Yisrael. He's like renting the field from a Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah, toirim v'noisin loy. Before you give him your 20 bushels in our mashal, you have to first take off truma. You have to take off truma, and then you can give it to him. The reason for that is that when you rented something, when you rented a field, the way it worked is, when it came time to give back the field, you have to give back an empty field. Everything has to be off the threshing floor. I take mine, and I deliver his 20 bushels. You cannot remove tefuah from the threshing floor without first taking off truma. That's why he must take off truma. The other maestro doesn't have to, but he must take off truma. An aris doesn't remove it from the threshing floor. An aris is not returning the field clean. The aris says, we were partners. I worked, you owned it. You're getting a third, here's your third. I'm leaving it on the threshing floor. He doesn't have to take off truma. The owner has to take off the truma. But the choicher, who has to remove everything from the floor, you can't remove it without taking off truma. So HaChoicher Sodem Yisrael, Toirim V'noisinli has to first take off truma, and only then can he give it to him. But just truma, not Meisris. HaChoicher understands he's going to pay his rent with Tevel. That's why he's taking the job. But the truma, that you're going to have to take off, we can't let you remove it from the threshing floor without first taking off truma. Although the Bat Tanura says an interesting thing, he can charge him for it. So if the owner says, oh, you didn't give me the full 20 bushels, I can say to him, well, I had to take off truma. And that wasn't supposed to be for my cheshbon. But he has to take off the truma. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai. Now there's a rule whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai, he's never arguing with the Tanna Kamma. When Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai, he's explaining. Emesai, when do we say that the Choicher just has to take off truma? We mean truma gedoyla, but not the other maestris. It's bizman shenosin le me'oisei hasad. If I'm giving him the 20 bushels from this very field that I rented from him and I'm working on, umi'oisei hamin. Let's say I planted wheat, I'm giving him wheat. I planted barley, I'm giving him barley. aval im nasan lai misada acheres. But if I'm paying him the 20 bushels from a different field, oy mi min acher, even from this field. But the deal I made with him was about the wheat, and I'm paying him from the barley part. Then the din is ma'aser v'noisen lai. I have to take off all maestros first. See, if I'm paying him from an outside source or a different mean, then it looks too much. It's too blaring that I'm paying with tevel. You're not allowed to do that. When you pay someone with tevel, that means you're gaining on the maestros. You're supposed to take off maestros and pay him what's left. Instead, you're paying him with tevel. It's like you're taking maestro and you're paying up a chayv with it. I owe you money. Here's maestro. You can't do that. So this is the din with the Chaychem in Yisrael. In the next Mishnah, we'll see what the din is. Someone rents a field from an Ovid Kechav. Now, once again, in our Mishnah, if you're an Aris, that means you get a percentage. The owner gets a percentage. You get a percentage. Whether the owner is a Yisrael or an Ovid Kechav or a Kuti, special din, you give him his Chelek without first taking off Trumasi Maestris. And this was a special motivation to get people to take the job to work on the fields. Chazal wanted the fields of Eretz Yisrael cultivated, Mishim Yishav Eretz Yisrael. But if you're renting the field from a Yisrael, that means you're going to pay him a set amount, not a percentage of what you're working on. You're going to return a clean field. You're just going to give him part of it. Then you have to first take off truma. Because once you're removing any tefuah from the threshing floor after it was completed, you have to first take off truma. So you have to take off the truma, but the rest of the maestros he has to take off. And the Batanura told us you can even charge him for the truma. In other words, you're going to give him a drop less. Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, when do we say that the one who rents a field does not have to take off the other maestros, just truma? Only if he's giving, let's say, the 20 bushels that he promised him, or whatever the set amount is, from that field and from the type of tefuah that he planted. But if he's giving it to him from a different field, he's paying off what he owes him, which is really rent. He's paying him the rent from a different field, or even something that grew on that field but a different mean, then you have to first take off maestros. If not, it looks too much like you're paying up your chayv with maestros, being that it's coming from an outside source, and that we can't let you do. But again, if you're paying from the field itself and from the type that you planted, you just have to take off the truma, but not maestro. A choicher that takes over a field understands that he's giving his rent with tevel, but once again, I have to make him take off truma because we never let you remove fields from a threshing floor without first removing truma.